Gemara says Gehenom has three openings.
Wait. I gotta get this to my wife. Wait. I gotta get this to my wife.
You recording or not?
Yeah, I got it.
You know, okay. There's places in the world that I made myself a category in my life that I will, Bezat Hashem, mm-hmm. I will never go there. For example, Turkey,
right.
Egypt. Mm-hmm. They told me, a lot of my friends, people go to Turkey all day long. I said, if you pay me, I will not go there. These places that I don't belong there. You know that the places over there, that they hate Jew,
right.
The smell of the Jew.
So, yeah.
So you were saying,
Gehinnom is three openings. One in the desert. This is where the ground opened up and swallowed Korach. One on earth. This is next to Har HaZeitim. It's called Geben Hinnom. The third one is next to Iceland.
Really? So I was reading this thing, and while I'm...
That's what the volcano, that's what you just said. It's true.
Really?
It's the opening of Gehinnom.
Wow, so I just... there's something...
Gehinnom is under the ground.
Right.
You don't know the size, but it's spread all around. That's the Gemara says. One opening is in the sea next to Iceland.
I remember hearing something about this. Well, that's fine. Yeah, pretty nice. So anyways, I was on the plane. God pulled me off. I said, honey, I'm out of here. She made me sit. This is 2 o'clock. It was supposed to be 3:30. At 3:30, they moved to 7:30. I said, I'm out of here. I'm done. God send me 6 lifeboats. I'm leaving. And the whole thing was Shabbos. I was afraid to get delayed coming back Shabbos. It's another thing I don't need. I've never been there, not going there so fast.
Rafi Nada is around, coming.
Nada? Nada is going to come, I don't know.
Okay. Well, we already started.
They have tomorrow waiting back to him.
Gehinnom.
How are you?
Thank you.
Next week, let's try live.
Next week, I don't think we're going to have a show.
Oh.
Because next week, I think, is the weekend, Labor Day weekend. Last few times, I came on Wednesday when it was a holiday, I was stuck on the highway for a long time. With your permission, Mr. Levy.
Huh?
Shavua ba, ni lo chashuv lavo.
Oh.
It's the Labor Day weekend.
Okay.
By the traffic.
See, Sam, it's all because of you.
I'm going to sit over there soon.
It's okay?
Yeah. Okay. Chavod,
with your permission. The Gemara tells us the angels ask a Kadosh Baruch Hu a question. In Birkat Kohanim, the third sentence reads, Yisa Hashem Padna Velecha V'yasim Lecha Shalom. Hashem is going to look with favored eyes to you. He's going to look away from your sins. That's the power of Birkat Kohanim. And the angel asked HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you wrote in the Torah, Akela Shelo Yisa Fanim Lo Yikach Shochat. You're never going to look to the side. You're never going to look with favorite eyes if somebody doesn't deserve it. And here you told the Kohanim to say that sentence that I'm going to look away. How come you contradict yourself in the Torah? And Hashem answered them this kind of a question. How do you want me not to do it? It's true. I wrote in the Torah, but something changed. What changed? I did write in the Torah, this parasha, ve'achalta ve'savata uberachta. You should eat, and you should be full, and you say bracha refers to Birkat HaMazon. So HaKadosh Baruch Hu had in mind only when we eat and we're full, we should say Birkat Mazon. If you have a small amount of bread, you don't have to disregard mazon. Maybe you don't say anything. Hashem is in mind only if you're full. But Sabata, it means I'm full. It's very, very strange. Hashem wants it this way, but we'll get to it, Bezot Hashem. But let's just listen to the Torah, and let's the text reads in the Torah, and that is halacha according to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. If you eat a small piece of bread, doesn't matter how many pieces, how many slices. If you're still hungry, and you want to stop, you don't have to separate puzzle. Says HaKadosh Baruch Hu, but to the angels, but Chachamim came and said, listen, even if you eat a small piece of bread, a size 27 gram, it's called the size of an olive, or according to the other Chachamim Gemara, size of an egg is 54 gram of bread, Sefer Katmazon. Means Chachamim put restriction and limited what Hashem said. Don't say, they say, you do say. Don't have to be full. Nothing, doesn't matter. Say. Say the Kadosh Baruch Hu to the angels in Shamayim, look, my children have two restrictions on themselves. I will waive decrees. I will look to the side. I will look with favored eyes. Give them everything. Yisra Hashem Panah V'lecha Simcha Shalom. Hashem can look with favored eyes to you. Doesn't matter. As long as Chachamim said, say Birkat HaMazon on a small amount of bread. From all the mitzvot, from all the restrictions that we have, here are the restrictions. Don't have all the full restrictions. Mukze, all everything, everything. Chachamim said, listen, put the fence, don't do nothing. Birkat Kohanim, you go to the Knesset, you Birkat Kohanim, you should know. Birkat Kohanim has an effect on you because you say Birkat HaMazon on a small piece of bread. It means tied up. Birkat Kohanim is a very, very powerful thing. Works because we eat. Hashem wants it like this. V'achalta v'savata v'achalta is like a command. To others say, if you eat and if you. Hashem says, listen, what I want you to do. I want you to eat and I want you to be full and I want you to bless me. Chaim said, listen, do eat, but eat a smaller piece of a small amount of bread, and then bless Hashem. What's behind it? Why does Hashem want me to be full? And what did Chachamim come and do such a thing that's so important for Hashem? From all the mitzvot in the Torah, for this you get Birkat Kohanim. It means Sidichot is coming, or Shana is coming, or Kippur is coming. You're already on the positive side. What? You have Birkat Kohanim. Why? Because it's a Birkat Mazon. It's a powerful Birkat Mazon. It's a Shulchan Aruch. Birkat Mazon is like 18. Chachamim say you have to wear your jacket, your hat. Don't look at the telephone. Don't do nothing. Look at the text. Don't look around. It's very powerful. It's like Shmonesre. That's how powerful it is. Look how powerful it is. Because Kohanim is going to have an effect on you. Comes the Gemara and says, let me tell you some things about Birkat HaMazon. The first paragraph Moshe Rabbeinu made. The text, probably it's almost the same text, or maybe it is the same text. When we got money in the desert, Moshe Rabbeinu said to us, the Birkat HaMazon. Do. And we said the text. I says, what is so important that Moshe had to say? We know we have to say. The Gemara tells us, Avraham Avinu used to get guests to his house. And after the eight, Avraham Avinu said, credit card, please. And the guest said, what to credit card? Well, why do you mean credit card? Avraham said, this, what do you think? It's a free food, right? You should have asked before you start eating. How much is it? You can't go to a restaurant and eat and walk away. But they gave you an exit. Avraham said, you know what? If you were going to say bracha, you don't have to pay. But bracha, brich, rachmana, Marad Alma Borad Hai Pita. That's the sentence of Amin told the guests. Chaim said to teach children, small children. It's a child, 3 years old already, 4 years old, teach him. Say that. So that's the bracha that Amin taught his guests. Doesn't mean. So, the Torah says the Gemara tells us, after the angels so-called ate, of course, they didn't eat, they burned everything. Excuse me. They said they wanted to do Birkat Mazon. Avraham Avinu gave them a cup of wine, kosher bracha. The Zohar is very strict about it. Shulchan Aruch as well, but Zohar is fire. That if you have mezuman, you have zimun, three people eat bread, bring a cup of wine. And say the Birkat Mazon with a cup. Never without a cup. Never. It says all the bracha from Shamayim comes because you hold the cup in your hand. To the person and to the people that join so-called Birkat HaMazon. They are powerful. So the Gemara says, who is the first one? Did you know who did it? It says the angels that came to Avraham Avinu and asked him, where is Sarah? So the Gemara says, what's your business where Sarah is? It's amazing Avraham did not ask them, how do you know the name of my wife? And they're going to say, look on the internet maybe. The Gemara says, the angel said, well, we're in Superkat Mazon, we are three over here, and we're in Superkat Mazon, we want to have a wine, and we have a cup, and we want to send some wine to your wife, to Sarah. See how powerful it is. So here Moshe came, he invented new thing. Superkat Mazon, he said, why? Because I tell you to say it because it's man. So what if it's man? So it's from Shemaim. So what if it's from Shemaim? So what? But you ate. You ate. No. Moshe. Akel, Azan, Talam, et Olam Kulo, Tuvo, Bechen, Bechesed, Hashem with the favorite eyes, with kindness, Rebach, a lot, Rahamim Rabim, a lot of mercy. What do you say? What do you need it for? For what you make me miss Bracha? Azan, Takol, Hashem, Potech et Yadecha, Potech et Bechor Ratzon. What do you say? It goes like this, it's a top secret you should know in our life. The Birkat HaMazon, top secret. A lot of secrets. But you should know the secret of it, the main secret is, when a person says Birkat HaMazon, and he blesses Hashem, then Hashem blesses him immediately, blesses his family, the community, and the world. The Birkat HaMazon. And the Zohar describes it, that when somebody says Baruch, he says a bracha, angels in Shamayim running to Hashem, and he says, Hashem, we have a present for you. The person downstairs, he says Baruch to you. He says, the sprinkler and sparks. Something in Shamayim, very happy, like a wedding. And somebody says bracha, not just Birkat HaMazon, but starts on Birkat HaMazon. Is what is it all about? This is Parsha. Moshe repeats what happened. He said, I went up to Shamayim to get the tablets. Lechem lo achalti, mayim lo shatiti. I was upstairs for 40 days. I didn't have bread, I didn't drink water. Moshe, what are you trying to say? You thought you're going to bring upstairs a bag? Moshe knew he's going to be there 40 days. He told them, he said, I'm coming back in 40 days. You know. So what your plan was? To go upstairs with a briefcase? With a little refrigerator? With a small barbecue? What are you saying? And Moshe said, listen. Then I came down and I broke the tablets and I go back. I went up again and again. Moshe says in the text, I didn't eat, I didn't drink. Why are you telling me this? Who cares about this? You're doing it. So the Zohar that he explained to us is, you know, the secret of our life. A person has to know the truth about his life. That he has 365 pieces of neshama on his veins, and 248 on his limbs. When a person does something, let's say he moves his hands. Your hands are the heart, are the hard thing. The heart, hardware. But the thing that moves the body is the software, is the engine. You have a car. A car's worth is without an engine. A person without that neshama, but that neshama again is not in your brain, just in your brain. It's all over the body. All over the body, and that thing, the brain, send a message. Send a message to the little angel that you have set up here on the finger, and he said, move the finger, move the finger. It's not the brain directly to your finger, or to your feet, or to your eyes, or to your mouth. It's an engine, a very small miniature engine. And that engine does it to the body. It means the software does to the hardware. That's how it works. And then the body, it's the hardware, does something for the software. How? What? It goes like this. The Gemara says like this. Hillel, as a king, went to take a shower. He told his students, I'm going to do kindness with my body. I'm going to take a shower to the body. It is a person in his lifetime is to think. The main thing in the system is the spiritual power of the engine. It's not my hands, my feet, my eyes. It says, that's nothing. It's a dead item. I have to worry about the engine. You don't worry about the car, about the seat, about the door. You worry about the engine. The engine is in our system. You have to worry about the engine. But the engine wants, so-called, to supply to the body whatever the body needs. That means kindness of the engine. That's what Hillel said. I'm going to take a bath now, take a shower. He said, who is talking? My engine is talking that he is going now to do something good, kindness, to my body. I said, one of the tzaddikim, a few hundred years ago, Rabbi Avraham, before he died, he said, I want to have a cup of wine. The student asked him, why do you need wine for? He said, you know, all my life I tortured my body. My body said, I want pizza, I want this. I said, you're not getting it. It's not good for you. What do you need it for? For what do you need this? I tortured my body. Now, before I'm going to die, I want my body to get something. I want to do something good for the body. Let me have a cup of wine, because my body wants wine. My hardware wants wine. And neshama doesn't want wine. Neshama does what? But you see in a minute what it is. So that's how it goes. The software wants to give to the hardware as a kindness. And then the hardware will have it, sends back to the software energy. The neshama of a person, that engine that you have, engine has to have fuel. What's the fuel for the engine? Somebody asked Dari, so what does neshama eat? Nothing. So how come a person doesn't eat, he dies? What happened? Where's the neshama go? What happened to the software? And it says, the neshama eats the smell and the taste of the food. So it means like this, the neshama supplies the body, and in return, so-called, indirect, the body supplies back to the neshama what the body ate. But this is the secret of our life, you should. In the desert, we got man. Man was just a spiritual food. Spiritual food. Twice a day, the same amount every day for 40 years. Nothing else. No meat, no chicken, no fish, no vegetable, nothing. How much? Everybody had every day the same amount. Doesn't matter you big, you old or you young? You skinny or you overweight? Doesn't matter. This is what you have. In the morning, no lunch. Breakfast and dinner are the same thing. What do you have? Spiritual food. Ever use that? Didn't have to use the bathroom. For 40 years, didn't go to the bathroom. That came from Shamayim. The Gemara said it came from Shamayim b'zchut Moshe Rabbeinu. Man, it's the Gemara b'zchut Moshe Rabbeinu. What's behind it? What do you mean? What do you mean? Because Moshe Rabbeinu trained himself. I'm not eating because my body wants to eat. I'm eating because my neshama tells the body you better eat because otherwise you're going to die. It's not the desire for food. The desire for food is the body. The neshama is desired just to give food to the body because otherwise the body cannot function. So of course, Avraham Avinu gave food to the guest. He said, give a bracha, give a bracha. I said, okay, I'll give a bracha. Where do you give a bracha? Let me tell you something. After you eat bread, Moshe Rabbeinu said, let me teach you something. When you sit down and you wash your hands and you have bread, it means like this. My software gives food to my hardware. It does kindness. And what I do right now, I supply energy to the body in order for the body to function, to do what Hashem wants. I'm not eating because I'm hungry, because I like the food. That's the goal in life, the Gemara says. A person should pray to Hashem, I don't want anything to come into my system but Torah. It means what I need to eat is because she gives me the strength to learn Torah, to do mitzvah. I'm not eating because I'm hungry. I'm eating because I love food. I'm hungry. Hashem, my stomach said it was hungry. You know what? Let me tell you something. Mr. Stomach or Mrs. Stomach, listen, I'm giving you food in order for you to study, to do mitzvot. That's it. Not because you enjoy the food. Shabbat, says the Zohar, is to enjoy food. Shabbat is enjoying. Shabbat is a mitzvah, says the Rambam. It's halacha and Rambam. The Zohar is very, very strong about it. Shabbat, you have to have the best food and enjoy the food. During the week, you're not supposed to eat because you enjoy it. You enjoy it because you can have the strength to do mitzvot in the Torah. And that's the Torah, that's the Gemara tells you, Moshe made the first paragraph. Let me tell you something. Achalta v'savata v'rachta says, yeah, you see Birkat Mazon. Why see Birkat Mazon? Because I have the strength, I'm going to have the strength to study, to do mitzvot. That's what it is. But comes the Gemara, says, look, Hashem said, eat as much as you need to be full. Why? Why full? Why did Hashem come up with this idea? Why did Hashem say, listen, you eat something, eat. Hashem said, no, full. Tell us, look, I say, the sentence of Parnassah is, Potech et yadecha, umazbi al chol chayraton. I say, Potech et yadecha, Hashem, you open your hands, umazbi. What must be? What is a must be? It means Hashem wants to send us so much, as the Navi says, Achivlu Siftotechem Lomardai. He says Hashem wants you to have full everything. Hashem doesn't give you portions. Hashem wants to give you full Parnassah. The Gemara says, in time Shlomo HaMelech, people used to walk on the street, there are pieces of gold on the street, people used to kick it. I don't need it. I have so much gold. I don't know. I don't want it. Navi Malachi says, the last Navi we had, he said, Hashem said that I want to give you. Barikoti lachem bracha ad bli dai. I supply you with full heart, completely. You don't have to worry about anything. In return, Hashem said, listen, I want you to eat and be full because when you're full, I will give you full. This was the idea of Hashem. Umazbiya l'chol chayratzon. Hashem is going to give you everything until you say, I don't need it anymore. Hashem said, that's why I want you to remember. So therefore, I said to you, listen to the Birkat Mazon only when you're full. Because I want to give you so much that you will also feel full with everything that you need. as a return. And she wants you to remember it. That's what he wants. Came Chaim and said, look, small piece. Tell Hashem, listen, I'm full. I just understand Moshe Rabbeinu's statement. He was in Shemaim and said, I didn't eat, I didn't drink. Of course I didn't. What the hell? No. You don't understand. I didn't eat because I didn't want it. I don't need to eat. The Gemara says, angels came to Avraham Avinu. Avraham slaughtered for them, gave them to eat. They never ate. They burned it. The Gemara says, so why? The angels should have told Avraham Avinu, listen, we're not eating. They didn't want to reveal themselves. They are angels. But still, what is the whole purpose that you sit and eat? Mas says, when you come to a place, behave like the people at that place. Angels came downstairs, they have body. Of course, the whole thing is empty inside. They don't have stomach, they don't have anything. But because you are at Amaminu's house, pretend you're eating. Says the Gemara, Moshe come out to Shamayim. Nobody eats over there. And Moshe said, listen, I didn't eat. Of course I didn't eat. No, you don't understand. I didn't eat because I can live without food. I wasn't hungry for 120 days. I wasn't hungry. You know why? Because I trained myself downstairs. And I can be any place the way they behave in that place. And I came to Shamayim. I wasn't hungry. Yeah, I didn't have the food with me. I didn't want to bring food with me. I don't need to bring food with me. Because I go to a place, they don't eat, I don't eat. Listen, what do you mean? Moshe, how did you do such a thing? It's called because Moshe Rabbeinu was a spiritual person that understood the secret of the food. As is the secret of the food is in order just for you to bless HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Why does Hashem want me to eat? Because Hashem wants you to bless him. Why does Hashem want you to bless him? Because when you bless him, he blesses the world. That's the whole power of Birkat Mazon. So you don't just say, Hashem, thank you very much. I have a piece of bread. No. The bread is a tool for Hashem to give you and the world. When you say Birkat Mazon b'chavana, and just take it to Hashem and say, Hashem, I have a present for you. This person says Birkat Mazon b'chavana. Hashem is very happy, says as well. Hashem sends you right back everything. The whole parnasa of a person and the world is Birkat Mazon. Whole parnasa. And it's a secret. And just ask Hashem, listen, how come you say you can look to the side when people say Birkat Mazon, they eat? She said, you know what? They took the restriction. The secret of our life is spiritual life. You know, the whole Torah is full of mitzvot, full of restrictions. Muktzeh, listen. The whole thing is secondary. The main thing a person has to know in this world that his life it should be spiritual life. The angels that you have, the software is running the system. Without that, you cannot. He says, or somebody, Larry used to walk on the street, people used to tell him, says, I don't feel well. He says, I'll tell you what it is. In which part? He says, I have an earache. You have an earache? You know, Larry said, you know why I have an earache? Because the angel inside is sick in the ear. A pain that the person has, or something is wrong with the system, it's not the flesh. It's the engine inside. When the car doesn't go, the car doesn't go anywhere. There's something wrong with the engine. What you have to do is to fix the engine, Ari says. I tell you which mitzvah you have to do better, and then you see it goes away. You don't go to the doctor. The Gemara says somebody has a sick person in his family. Yelech etzel chacham. It doesn't say to go to the doctor. Malchir is a lower level. It was a major rabbi, Klosenburg rabbi, in the Union City. He said, if somebody doesn't feel well, he come first to me, then I can heal him. If he goes first to the doctor and he comes to me, I don't know if I can heal him anymore. He says, why do you say that? Because the Gemara says it. Mi sheyesh lo chole betor beto yelech etzel chacham. Because chacham will fix the engine, will tell you how to fix the engine. Teshuvah. You know, people get sick and people say to him, it doesn't help. Because the sick person has to do teshuvah first. Something has difficult in his life, and say Tehillim means nothing. Because he has difficult because something, the Gemara says. Difficult because he sees something, in this, not in this life, in life before. So first you do teshuva. Then you pray. But you can pray, it won't help. Because it's the reason why it came. What's going to help? What's going to help? See, he said Tehillim. Hundreds, thousands of people can say Tehillim for somebody. They said, he has to do teshuva, teshuva. Rav Shteyman one day, laid in bed, he told somebody, I'm dying. He said, open the window. It's a secret. The Neshama wants to go through the window when the person dies. Open the window. Anytime somebody said it's going to call a doctor. After a few minutes, he said, don't have to call a doctor. You can close the window. I'm not dying anymore. He said, what happened? He says, I thought of something that I did to Shuma. I did to Shuma. I feel much better. Got up. Finished. The whole thing is spiritual thing. Spiritual thing. Of course, if something broke, then you have to call Dr. Baruch. Of course, it's too late now.
Put him, don't put me out of business.
You have to call him right away. It broke. But before you take the x-ray, and you don't know if it's broken or not, it's a shuvah. It's really a shuvah. And this is what Moshe invented. Moshe invented, as the first paragraph is so powerful, it means, you know what I ate? I ate spiritual food. But you know, in the desert, we had just the man, the spiritual food. It's amazing, it was sufficient. Nobody was hungry. The same amount, Omer. He used to get Omer. A size, like 5 pounds of flour. About 5 pounds of flour. 2.5 pounds in the morning, 2.5 pounds in the evening. Nothing. You just drink water. Doesn't matter. 40 years, I'm sorry. Nobody was hungry. Because of spiritual food. Because it's the man. Moshe said, I tell you what. Every time you say Birkat Mazon, the first thing you say is, thank you, Hashem. Thank you, what? I thank you with your kindness. You gave us food. See, I'm also kind. It says, my neshama gives energy to my body to eat. Take the food, in the time before, to go seed and harvest and grind it and bake it and do everything. It's all the things that you do. Who does that? Your neshama does it. And neshama is the angel. And neshama does it because neshama wants to do kindness for the body. The body should have it because in order for the body to continue, do the job on this world. The job on this world is not neshama, it's the body. And I ate. But you know what? I didn't eat the size Hashem said I should have so much. I will be full because Hashem wants to give me full. Must be al-chol chayar atzor. I ate a small piece. Not doesn't matter how much, you know. Minimum 27 grams. I said, for this, I said, Hashem, thank you for what? Thank you, Hashem, that you gave me the ability to supply to my body food in order for my body to function and to continue operating to do your will. That's the secret of our life. And Chanish writes in his book, and it says, the desire for food is a disaster. It's the opposite of what Hashem had in mind. And actually, the Gemara says, Adam Rishon, when Hashem created him, angels in Shamaim made barbecue for him and gave him meat and wine from Shamaim. See, I says, what does Hashem do such a thing? What does Hashem do? I says, soon, you see, Adam Rishon's grandchildren will have in the desert, they'll have spiritual food. Moshe goes to Shamaim, he is not eating. He is eating spiritual food. Nothing. What do you eat over there? I don't need to eat. You don't understand? I don't need it. A person should pray, the Gemara says. He should have only spiritual food in the system. Says the Rambam in his commentary. If a person would feed himself the way he feeds his horse, he'd never get sick. See, the horse doesn't need it. Strong water. The Rambam promises, you're not going to get sick. don't have fruits, don't have vegetables, don't have nothing. Straw. Eat straw. What do you think? The horse doesn't need vitamins, the Rambam says. He doesn't do exercise. Nothing. Nothing. He doesn't go to the dentist. Nothing. Sometimes they go to the dentist because the people, you know, the trainer, they give me chocolate all the time. He has to go to the dentist. Otherwise, no. Because your life should be spiritual. And then the Gemara says, Olam Haba, after Mashiach will come, the dead ones will rise. And it's going to be Olam Haba. Lo achela velo shtiyo. I say, you live forever without drinking, without eating. What are you going to have? How can you survive? Like angels. Angels don't eat. I say, you shouldn't eat. And the Gemara says, the person should pray for this. He doesn't want. I don't want to eat. I must eat because I need energy. But really, I don't want. I want spiritual food. I want man. Moshe says, okay, every time you have a bread, thank you very much. I hope I had man. I would like to have man. And that's what Hashem told the angels, look, only this is to convince me to look away just to give a person whatever he needs. Yasim Lecha Shalom says the Gemara, you know, the biggest bracha is peace. The biggest bracha. It's when you get it. Only because we got mazon. As Chacham said, for this, we have to all the time to say Birkat HaMazon B'Chavana and to eat and to thank HaKadosh Baruch Hu, because that's what Hashem wants. Hashem wants us to realize it. It's not because Hashem said, yes, if you eat, then say bracha. No, Hashem doesn't care. Hashem is very humble. Hashem doesn't care. He's not waiting for me, for you to say bracha to him. Hashem wants us to come with a declaration. I want to be like the people in the desert. I want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu in Shemaim. I want to be like Adam HaRishon that angels gave it to him. That's the purpose of our life. That's the first paragraph. Second paragraph, Yeshua. Sister Gemara, Yeshua made it. Yeshua, what did he make? Thank you, Hashem. He took us out of Egypt. What this has to do with the bread that you just ate? What has to do with this? Brit v'Torah, Brit Milah and Torah, what this has to do with you just ate? What do you say? What do you say? Yeshua said, this is what you do. Come, Chaim, tell us, look. You have to be on the path of Hashem. The world stands with kindness. Yeshua said, we got Eretz Israel. You know, we got Eretz Israel. Hashem promised Avram Eretz Israel. He said, what do you need Eretz Israel? He says, Zohar, I'll tell you what. In Eretz Israel, Hashem reveals himself as Master of Kindness. Hashem's name, Yud, and the Hey, Bab, and the Hey, shines in Eretz Israel very much. In Chutz La'aretz, Hashem's name really doesn't shine as much as Yud, and Hey, Bab, and the Hey. Hashem shines as Elohim. Yud, and Hey, Bab, and the Hey is Master of Mercy. And Hashem told Avraham Avinu, listen, I give you Eretz Israel. But you know, Israel, what is Israel? What is Israel? What is Israel? What is Eretz Israel? Israel, and he Hashem, Hashem, Yud, Kei, Vav, Kei, the kindness of Hashem is over there, and the land is very kind. Israel is known by the kindness. I remember, it was the time of Begin Zecher Tzadik Livracha, was a ship from Vietnam with people on the ship. None of the countries wanted to accept them. None of the countries. The ship sailed from Vietnam. A few hundred, 400 people on the ship. They ran from Vietnam. Israel took them in. None. What happened? Because Am Israel is chesed. Chesed Ovim Chata, the Gemara says, Am Israel is only kindness. Avraham Avinu, master of kindness. Eretz Israel is the place of kindness. Hashem took us out of Egypt because Hashem is kind to us. Hashem gave us the Torah because the Torah is called Torah Chesed, kindness. Brit Milah is only for you to have a heart of gold because you cannot function without your heart and you cannot function without Torah. Came Yeshua, said, listen, second paragraph, say thank you to Hashem. Thank you for what? For the bread? Wait. Thank you for His kindness, He took you out of Egypt. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me Brit Milah. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me Torah. Thank you, Hashem, you gave me a land. All of the above is in order for me to understand the task is kindness. And here I ate because you were very kind to me. I will be kind. Just the Gemara, third paragraph. Rachem, Hashem Elokeinu, Shlomo, David and Shlomo. What did he say? Hashem, have mercy on Beit HaMikdash. What Beit HaMikdash now? He just ate. What has the Beit HaMikdash? Says the Zohar, you should know. The kindness of Hashem starts from Beit HaMikdash. When Hashem said, I want you in Beit HaMikdash, Hashem doesn't want you in Beit HaMikdash. He wants to supply you with kindness. And if you want, you come over there. It just shows that you want to get kindness from Hashem. Again, when you eat, this is your kindness to your harbor, and Hashem wants you to be kind to other people. And it says that comes from Beit HaMikdash. And therefore, the Gemara says those three paragraphs are made because Hashem wants us to say that. Hashem doesn't want to say, thank you, Hashem. Hashem wants you to relay yourself to Moshe Rabbeinu, relay yourself to Avraham Avinu, relay yourself to David and Shlomo, because Hashem wants you to be kind. You have to chase kindness because Hashem does it all the time. Thank you, Hashem, for giving me the food. Yes, 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 yes. I give you food because of my kindness. And I expect from you to be like the people in the desert, like Moshe Rabbeinu, like Adam HaRishon. It says that shows Hashem how much you want to have Olam Haba. Arhaman, Michayenu, Vizakenu, Yimota Mashiach, Ben Begdash Olam Haba. That's the end of Birkat HaMazon. What do you say that now? What has to do now? I didn't say it in Shmonesre. You finish Shmonesre, you say the same thing. Avinu Malkenu, Avinu Mashiach, Aom, Betamin Shom Olam Haba. How can we say it over here now? Shmonesre also, you say the same thing. No, you don't understand. Because Olam Haba is no food. No drinks. Hashem, I want to see Mashiach. I say, why am I seeing Mashiach? Because I want to be like Moshe Rabbeinu. I want to live the spiritual life. I just don't want to eat because I want to eat because I want to do kindness to my body because my body has to function. And I want to eat because of that. The Abshits have strength to learn Torah. And I said, ah, that's what you want. I said, but Mashiach, Yom Lignash, Rambam, Rabbi Minami.
No shear next week.